Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. This is Dennis again with your daily inspirations. This morning I am going to do something different. I will not go to the Bible and go through Acts or Colossians or whatever. So I just want to share some gold nuggets that I found in my life that work great to gain victory over struggles, over sin, over whatever it may be. And that is to just simply commit yourselves, whatever is the best time of your day, to commit yourselves to the Word of God. And what I mean by the best part of the day is I'm a morning person, so I get up fairly early in the morning, 4:30 in the morning. I get up and I discipline myself to spend the time, spend an hour or so in the Word of God. And just praying, reading, studying, meditating on the Word of God and just crying out to the Lord and yeah, just really pressing in. And that is if we don't daily, you know, we have to have daily physical food, or we will die. Now, we can go for a while without food. We can do a fast for several days or months or whatever. We can go without food. But eventually, if we don't take food, eventually we will die. I'm talking physically. But and spiritually, it's the same way. So we have to, I just want to share that with you. That's what I do to daily, just have a daily connection, have a daily reading, studying and meditating on the Word of God. And I encourage every one of you to do that, to just be committed and discipline yourself to go to the Word of God. Actually, you know what? I didn't finish saying what I mean about the best part of your day. Some people, what you call are morning persons, and some are what you call evening persons. Their evenings, maybe they can stay up late. So maybe in the evenings, it's the best time for you when everybody else is in bed or whatever that is, and find your perfect place at your home where everything's quiet. You don't feel disturbed. You don't feel distracted. And then just... spend time in the Word of God daily, reading, meditating, praying, crying out to the Lord, whatever it is. But be sure to keep that relationship going with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we as married people make daily connections to our spouse, to our wife. And so we have to do that daily with the Lord Jesus Christ. Daily be connected to the Word of God. So I just thought I would share that, and the other thing that I would also like to share is, you know, we say we walk in victory. What does that victory look like? Victory over sin. And so this is what I do. This is what I do. When a thought comes, when a bad thought comes, or even any thought or whatever, let's say I get tempted to lust after something or a woman or whatever it is, that thought comes, you take that thought, the word picture is you take that thought captive, and you grab onto that thought and you drag it over to Jesus Christ and say, "You Christ, you judge this thought." As the Bible says, take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And so I'm bringing this thought to you, Lord Jesus, and now you judge it. And I can promise you just about every time after you do that, that's the way it is for me. Every time that I take a thought captive like that, and drag it to Jesus' feet and let him judge it, there's a song comes to mind, or a or a scripture or something. It's an encouragement, and it's just very powerful. So anyways, I just thought I'd share that with you, every one of you this morning. Lord bless you. My name is Dennis Zook. I'm from Ohio. My phone number is 330-390-5472. And feel free to join us. Feel free to give me a call anytime if you have questions or whatever you have. And so you can also join us live this morning on the Bible study. And I shared that number yesterday morning. If I know it off the top of my head, it's 857-216-6700. ID number 525-819. Hope to see you there. God bless you.